getting you healthy, happy, and doing what you love. You're listening to Tonic Podcast, the podcast of Dr. Tanya Winchester. Dr. Tanya is a licensed naturopathic doctor, acupuncturist, body talk practitioner, and edutainer with a passion for helping reduce pain and suffering and bringing more love, joy, and health into your life and into the world. The natural medicines and therapies mentioned in this podcast are not intended as medical advice or as a substitute for seeking medical attention. For more information about Dr. Tanya Winchester, visit Dr. Tanya, T-O-N-I-A, Winchester.com. Hello, this is Farah of Tonic Podcast, and I'm delighted to be here with Dr. Tanya Winchester. And our subject today is naturopathic medicine.
Yep, it's about time we talked about it.
So tell us a little bit about the foundations and principles of naturopathic medicine.
Well, there are six main tenets when it comes to what guides how naturopathic doctors not only see their patients, but also see the world. And the first is, the Latin word for this is the vi medicatrix naturae, which means the healing power within. So every single organism on the planet is self-healing. And we know this because when we get an injury, our body knows what to do to heal that wound. And so part of the work, the main part of the work, is stimulating the healing power within my patients so that they can go back into healing mode and return to a healthy, natural state. That's the first one. The second is, we aim to treat the root cause of illness. So this is when we take the symptoms and try to understand what's actually causing the symptoms. So instead of putting a band-aid on the symptoms, like using a certain medication that makes the symptoms go away, or to just taking that body part out as someone might in surgery, we're trying to figure out what the body's actually trying to say. So three people come into my office with a headache, and that root cause of that headache may be three different things. Maybe for one person it's an allergy to a food they're eating. Maybe for the second person it's a toxin they're exposed to. And maybe for the third person there is a circulatory issue that actually requires certain, say, herbal medicines to repair that. And I like to give this analogy. So say you're driving along in your car and you see on your dashboard that your oil light comes on. And there's three options in my mind to make the light go away, which is what you want, right? And option one would be to take a piece of black tape and put it on the light. So now we can no longer see the light, but the cause of why the light was on hasn't changed. The second option, very similarly, is we could rip the light out, and that would be akin to, you know, taking out an organ that has a disease in it. Again, we haven't got to the root of the problem here. So the best option is to pull the car over and, you know, check under the hood, and whether you do that yourself or hire some hunky fella to do it for you. But when you lift the hood and change or clean the oil, then the light will actually go out on its own. And that's really the whole purpose of getting to the root cause of illness.
And I imagine it takes a little bit of detective work, in the sense that it might take a little bit of trying things out to find out what's working, and what works may indicate what the root is.
Yeah, and that's a good point. Sometimes in my practice, I'll actually apply a treatment and figure out if that's helping or not, and then that gives me an indication of what the root cause might be. Sometimes it is really hard to pin down the root cause. And if we're testing, we may never get to the place where we can label it. And this is one of the downfalls, I would say, of Western medicine, is that they're really good at helping getting their patients to the line of fine, where they're completely fine on paper, but they don't feel good in real life. And so at some point, there's a limitation to testing, where we just need to start using our best judgments based on how the body works, how it heals, physiology, and trying stuff out.
So through the process of trying a remedy or supplements, whether it works will give indication as to what the root cause is.
and whether you're on the right track.
Yep,
so
you got it.
Might take a little bit of time to figure things out and get to the root.
100%, yeah. And so we've talked about the V, Medicatrix Naturae, the healing power within. We've talked about getting to the root cause of illness. I think the Latin for that is tole causum. Tole causum. The next tenet in our philosophies is that we treat the whole person. So I'm not interested in just what your liver's doing. I'm not interested in just what your big toe is doing. I'm not interested in just what the cells in the lining of your lungs are doing. I'm interested in the entire body. We are a complex organism and we live in a complex environment. And so we have to take that into account that not only are you cells and tissues and body parts, but you're also a human being having this experience here in an environment that's completely different from the person beside you. Your perceptions of that may be different, your memories of that may be different. All of these things we have to take into account. And that leads us me directly into the fourth thing, which is treating the person as an individual. So we treat the whole person in the context of their environment, and we treat the individual. So this goes back to the headache example. Not everybody is going to have a headache for the same reason. And, you know, I can see 99 people who have, let's keep using the headache example, with the same sort of very similar cause, and then person number 100 is something totally different. And so we have to stay open-minded to the fact that everybody is going to be different and unique. And I think that is something that stays or keeps my work very interesting. Mm-hmm. Lots of surprises.
So coming back to the whole person, I know that naturopathic medicine uses different modalities, and you certainly use a number of different modalities. So whole person, not just physical body, but also emotions, thoughts, lifestyle, relationships, work, all of those complex factors at play in.
Absolutely, the entire lifestyle of the person. And so that's what I mean sort of by their environment. And so, yeah, it's not just the physical body, it's the emotional body, the mental body, the spiritual body even. And how does that body, or how do those bodies exist in their environment? What are the stressors that are around in their workplace? What are their stressors at home? What are their food choices like? What are their supplement choices? What do they do for exercise? All of these things makes up this sort of whole person, individual way to look at people's lives and health.
And how do you gauge how receptive a person is to doing more than just taking a supplement or making changes to things that might involve how we think or how we behave or what relationship or work we're in?
That's the delicate art of medicine, is knowing when those things are appropriate. I have lots of different modalities that I can use, like you mentioned, and depending on the person, I might suggest something different based on how I understand them to be or how open I perceive them to be. But often I'll just have a conversation. Are you okay if I suggest this? Are you okay if I talk to you about this? And we'll just kind of see where they're at. Again, since we're really aiming to meet people where they're at, like, I'm open to wherever people are in their journeys, and I can kind of meet people from the most orthomolecular biochemical needs to more mental, emotional, spiritual needs.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what's next?
Oh, yes, good. So we've talked about the V, Medicatrix Naturae. We've talked about tole causum, which is treat the root cause. I don't know the Latin names for the next two, which was treat the whole person and treat the individual. And then lastly, number five is that doctor actually comes from a Latin word meaning docere, to teach. And that's really ultimately what I'm here to do, is teach people how to look after themselves. So teach the principles of healthy living, which slides beautifully into number six, which is preventative medicine first. So teaching the principles of healthy living and preventative medicine, the old adage, you know, an ounce of cure, what is that? An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly this as well. You know, we can teach people how to take care of themselves so that disease is less likely to be an issue for them in their body.
Is that something that you received training for in your naturopathic school in terms of how to be an effective teacher and coach in guiding people to make choices that are better for themselves?
Yes, 100%. And that's something I do a lot of learning on my own since school as well. So that's an area of interest of mine, and really, when it comes down to it, I'm in the business of helping people change their habits. And so I've studied extensively the principles of psychology behind changing habits, what we need to make that happen, what prevents us from changing habits. That's an area of personal interest of mine because it does in turn help my patients.
Mm-hmm. And is there any nugget you can just offer about that? Because that's a very interesting whole area. I hope we can do a podcast on it. But
sure, yeah. Yeah, we could definitely do that. But essentially, everything in your life is a habit. Everything that you see in your daily experience, all the people you interact with, all your health concerns are habits. They have been built by your nervous system to essentially keep you safe from some sort of old perceived threat. And so the trick is basically renegotiating with your central nervous system that you can find safety in other areas, in other ways.
Well, I'm looking forward to when we can dig a little deeper into that. And so preventative medicine. So tell us a little bit more about the power of preventative medicine.
It's everything. And we're going to actually talk in our next podcast, I believe, about this specifically. But there's, you know, certain things that we as humans need to do to take care of ourselves. And we can't just do it once. It's not like you get to just be healthy one day. You know, we have to, again, there's that word habits. We have to create habits out of healthy living and do it day in and day out. And, you know, with the amount of stuff that's in our environment, from toxins to stresses, we need more than ever to be primed to not let that stuff interact with us. And prevention is what that's about, I would say.
So one of the things that I think about is sometimes it's hard to even know how healthy you are until something goes wrong, or to even know the power of a daily exercise regime until you go 3 days without exercising. What is the value of sometimes going off balance or changing things up just to recognize the value and re-inspire commitment to certain habits?
Yeah, we don't know what we have until it's gone, right? I think that's a really great way to think about it. And so we take for granted feeling good. We take for granted that we're able to even exercise. You know, when I meet patients that can't even do that because they're in so much pain and all they want to do is go for a walk with their grandkids, like we have to be so grateful every day that we're able to get up and live this life. And I think a big part of that prevention piece is just feeling gratitude and not taking things for granted. And yeah, I think it is good to have those little moments of check-in, like, oh wait, actually life was better when ... you know, I can go back to that.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of preventative medicine, do you ever take a wellness day or self-care day, or what kind of things do you build into your, other than daily routine, but regular routine?
Yeah, well, if you're a local patient of ours, you might know that our clinic isn't open every day of the week, and that's something that I really value, is having time that I can spend on my own at home and doing creative work, whether that's launching new businesses or whatever, but it's time that I can, you know, just focus on my own interests. So that's really valuable to me. So every week I have, you know, time where I'm not interacting with patients. Not that I don't love my patients. I do, of course, but this is exactly what we're talking about, like taking that time for yourself. And I usually will, you know, extend long weekends if I can to get a bit of extra time. I'm, you know, naturopathic medicine, going back to what I said in the very beginning of this, is it's not just a job, it's not just a career, it is a lifestyle, and it's also how I see the world. Like, I'm constantly looking for the place where the thing can heal, or I'm constantly looking at the root cause, like why is the situation evolving the way it is. Like, I'm constantly looking to see, like, how this fits into the context of the entire situation. Like, it's how I see the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love this profession. I'm glad I'm in it.
And how did you get into it?
So I was young and I wanted to be a marine biologist, and then because I really just wanted to go to the beach and look at creatures. So after I realized that there might be more paperwork involved than just that, I decided I wanted to be a doctor. And I had a lot of health issues as a child, where I was quite ill. I was had skin issues. I was always sick with different ear infections. I had mono and strep throat and lots of staph infections, and it was not a fun experience. And I wanted to be a physician so I could help children have fun. I remember thinking that, like, I just want to help kids have fun. And so I spent high school sort of preparing for med school. And so I was in this health sciences course or program, actually, which was a sort of pre-med kind of stream in high school. And one of the classes that we had to take in this program was called health sciences. And it was actually a survey course on all the things you could do within medicine. So we did a module on being a doctor. We did a module on nursing. We did a module on being, you know, a hospital admin or lab tech. And then we did this one module on alternative health. And the first day of that class, this nurse who also did healing touch came into the classroom and was talking to us about healing touch, which I had never heard of before. In fact, I'd never really heard of anything besides Western medicine up until this point. And she asked for a volunteer, and I was happy to comply. And I was sitting in a chair facing my classmates as she's standing behind me, not doing anything, just not even touching me. And all of a sudden she just said, "What's going on here with your shoulder?" And nothing was injured, but I was certainly sore from a dance rehearsal the night before. And so without even knowing me, without even touching me, she was able to identify this area of kind of pain and inflammation in my body. And in that moment, I was like, there's something different. Now, I didn't know I was looking for something different, but in that moment, I figured out I was looking for something different, because I had been quite disenchanted with how I was treated as a patient in the Western medical system. There was, actually, I'll link to an Instagram post about one of these things, and at one point, this random foreign body was found in an elbow of mine, one of my two elbows, and I was accused of doing drugs, intravenous drugs, and I was so appalled. I mean, I was a straight A plus student and danced 6 hours, you know, every day. And I couldn't even imagine how that would even be possible, let alone, like, in my belief system, not even up for discussion. And so I had many sort of very, very saddening experiences. And I know a lot of my patients can relate to that as well, where they just think, like, gosh, like, do they even care? And so when I had this experience with this healing touch, I was like, oh, there's something different, and that's what I'm looking for. So I spent my next 5 years actually going through university, learning as much as I could, just sopping up everything I could on the weekends. I would go and take a weekend course in massage. I would go and take a weekend course in acupuncture or Chinese medicine. I would go and take a weekend course in nutrition. And I joined this club at university called the Alternative Integrative Medicine Society, and ended up being on the board of that committee or of that club, and just soaking in so much. And while I was studying my kinesiology and my dance training, there was a woman who came and did a presentation at Simon Fraser, where I went to university, and she was a naturopathic doctor, and she came and talked to us about naturopathic medicine. And I don't know, I kind of blacked out, like, I don't actually remember this moment, but my friends who were in the room with me, who also came with me to naturopathic college, said, "You in that room knew everything, every question she had, you knew the answer to, and at the end of it, you're like, that's what I'm doing with my life." And I actually don't remember that decision, but that's how I came to be here. So as soon as university was over, I went right to naturopathic college, and 4 years after that, graduated, wrote my licenses, and that's been 11 years now, so.
And how has your life, your personal life, been changed by naturopathic medicine?
Oh, again, it's just everything. It's how I see everything. And I can't even imagine existing without this context, this paradigm in my world.
And what do you love the most about doctoring?
Doctoring? You mean teaching, as we described?
Mm-hmm.
It's that ability to help people get back to the things they love to do. That's really where I get lit up when people say, "Oh yeah, like, I was able to da 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 again, run the marathon, do the art, visit the grandkids, travel the world, whatever it is." That's where I get so excited when people are able to enjoy themselves in life.
And a big part of what you advocate is about having fun. Is there anything you want to say about the importance of fun and playfulness and that whole aspect?
Well, gosh, we take ourselves so seriously, and life is so short, really. It's really so, it's going to go so fast, and I believe that we're here to have fun and enjoy ourselves. I think that suffering is optional.
Great. Thank you so much, Tanya.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Tonic Podcast, the podcast of Dr. Tanya Winchester, getting you healthy, happy, and doing what you love. The natural medicines and therapies mentioned in this podcast are not intended as medical advice or as a substitute for seeking medical attention. For any health concern, it's always best to make an appointment to see a licensed medical practitioner. For more articles and blog posts, visit Dr. Tanya, T-O-N-I-A, Winchester.com, or visit us in beautiful Nanaimo, BC at Tonic Naturopathic Clinic. Have a delightful day.